Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And when we have these awesome opportunities to be interviewing extraordinary people from around the planet, we always have to stop a moment and say thank you, thank you, thank you. It has been 25 plus years since we started Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, along with our Healthy Referral newspaper, which actually, the Healthy Referral is actually what is behind the production of Mind Your Body and Spirit. And throughout these 25 years, we have been blessed to meet extraordinary people who are doing wonderful things on the planet in so many different ways. Basically, the radio show and the Healthy Referral newspaper are about preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news, definite blend of mind, body, and spirit. And for us, there is nothing more important than those three. And I know we could put in there emotions. There's some little additions we could put in. And we want to take this opportunity to say thank you to each and every one of you who tune in to listen to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, who share the information to loved ones and friends who you feel could benefit from this. And as you know, every week we have an exceptional guest or guests, plural. And this one today is very close to my heart because I am very much into movement and dance and music and vibration and have been for as long as I can remember. And today, I just want to say, come and join us. Let's move our body, free our mind, follow our journeys, discover our souls, and basically express ourselves through what you're going to hear today that has to do with movement, meditation, and dance, and sharing space with other, what I would say, are beautiful people who love to move and be with other like-minded people who also like to express in that way. In my words, I've said this over and over again so many times through the years, that we were born to move. And Holly and Kurt, who you're going to meet in a moment, have created an absolutely wonderful opportunity, bringing people together in an environment of peace, joy, and celebration. And I, in our little piece of information that we had sent out as an announcement, you know, we simply ask also that you had shared this link and the number so that people could actually just go online or tune in by phone and listen. And also there are some other things that we're going to be sharing today that I know are going to be just as close to your heart as they are to mine. So some of the things that we're going to talk about today when I bring Kurt and Holly on are things such as, you know, what actually had them start Dance Your Soul, and in particularly started in Northeast Ohio. Also, a subject that is, you know, what exactly is Dance Your Soul? Sometimes because we know something and it's very familiar to us, we don't always realize that other people do not have an idea what those words can mean. So for them to become more enlightened is always exciting. And I'm just going to stop there because I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. I know that they're in the wings here, and I'm going to open their mic, and hopefully they're there. Holly and Kurt, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Hello.
There you
are.
Hi. Hi. It's great to meet you here. Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you heard me say a little bit, and actually what I'd like to do before we get started is to say to the listeners, this is a listen only for approximately a total of 30 minutes. And the contact numbers and all of that will be given to you. What I'd like to do is to let you know that any questions you have for us the producers of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, you can call 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. Our overall website that you can learn more about Mind, Your Body, and Spirit and the Healthy Referral newspaper is www.healthyreferral.com. Again, that's healthyreferral.com. And you can find any other communication opportunities on that site. But Kurt and Holly, I bopped in to experience Dance Your Soul a couple years ago. And when I did, it stayed, you know, in my heart and mind, mainly because I'm very connected to this very thing, as you already know and heard me mention. So I find myself, when I have an opportunity to support people who are doing these kinds of things that have to do with movement and vibration and getting people to loosen up again and be back in touch with who they really are, I love the opportunity. And you two are awesome. So I found myself... You're welcome. I found myself just very, I stopped in just some months ago again when I was in town, because as you know, I travel a lot, expanding our newspaper and all of that. And so when I'm back there, I do my best to make my way there and stop. So I was able to do that a couple months ago, and it actually reignited my interest in helping to get more people to know about what you're doing. So on that note, I would love to, you know, we can start right into the what is this and what is that, but what I'd like to do is, do you mind telling a little bit about yourselves? And I know this always puts people in a position like, oh, no. So we can just kind of start there, and then we'll flow into the other parts that we wanted to cover.
Sure. You know, a little bit about myself, just, you know, I came from like the business world and then kind of transformed and however you want to call it, you know, more into the spiritual and, you know, kind of like what you say, mind, body, and spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And doing workshops and other things, which mm-hmm. led me to a workshop out in California, which led me to, you know, going to freeform dances and conscious dances out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that just opened my mind up tremendously to the ability to move and to dance and to be free in spirit, you know, kind of like a child in a way. And what
Absolutely.
We don't have as an adult, at least I didn't have in the business world. So once I fell into that realm, it was really exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. And it led you to the rest of the journey that we're going to touch on. So it's very exciting. Thank you. And how about you, Holly?
You know, most of my work has been with people that had different challenges physically. And I noticed that when I would take them out to dances, they really enjoyed moving around and just how much brighter their spirit got when that happened, just through movement alone. And I also spent a lot of time going to drum and dance festivals and mm-hmm. seeing how movement and music really affected people and my own self. And I always just really wanted to do something that involved movement and dance. And I just noticed that it affects everybody, and it's something that everyone can take part in. And so it's a real treat
absolutely.
To become a dancer soul.
Mm-hmm.
And just to follow that up.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and just to follow that up on my side, is that, you know, we actually met at a drumming, Holly and I met at a drumming and kind of drumming and festival. And so that kind of pulled the both of our spirits here.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that was a lot of beauty in that. We had different things going on, but we kind of had that same thing, that drumming and the dancing and that kind of energy
yes.
when we first.
Yeah, it's you know, when we allow ourselves to touch on that, what I sometimes refer to as primal self, it is so extraordinary. And I'm listening to both of you. There's such a similarity, because when Tom and I, my business partner, started the Healthy Referral newspaper and the radio show and expos and everything, I found myself in the midst of drumming circles and people making drums and just all that type of thing. And, oh, my goodness, I got into it like head over heels. You know, I got the drum.
Oh, yeah.
I went, oh, God, yeah, it was just, and I, so even to today, of course, when I travel, I seek that out, and I'm actually wanting to do more of that again, the way that my heart feels it needs to do that. So, but what actually had you both to decide to start Dance Your Soul in, say, Northeast Ohio?
Well, that's a great question, because leading on to my experiences in California, I really said to myself that I had to either move to California and be embodied in the dance out there, or I had to bring it to Northeast Ohio, because I couldn't go without the dancing. I mean, I had been to so many different beautiful dances, Sweat Your Prayers, Static Dance, et cetera, in California, Northern California, that I just felt like either I had to be there or I had to create Dance Your Soul here. So back in 2009, right, I created Dance Your Soul here with another person, Linda Dempsey, and then Holly came into the picture shortly, about a year later, And so then we kind of took it on together and really pushed the dance movement quite a bit in Northeast Ohio.
And I'm just curious, when you started, what kind of response were you seeing?
Well, because it's so new here in Northeast Ohio, I don't think a lot of people really had a mindset of what it would be like. But because I was in a really strong music community and, you know, festival and drumming community, there was a lot of openness to it. So I think it helped a lot. I really think it helped a lot.
I think people were really surprised at how it affected their lives. I think they were really surprised. You know, there's a lot of emotion that came out of people, you know, that I think that they just didn't expect it to happen. And but Dance Your Soul really set up the environment for them to be open more to receiving love and giving love, and I think they were just really surprised.
Yes, it's an extraordinary experience, especially, you know, when someone is just initially first, you know, tapping into that part of themselves. The fact that, like I said in the beginning of the intro, and that you know well, the fact that we were born to move. Because we really were. I mean, you know, we are vibration, we are energy. I also refer to ourselves, Holly and Kurt, as musical instruments.
No, that's, yeah.
I still
believe. Absolutely. And oh my goodness, so much. When you tap into that, it opens up one thing after another. You know, the energy points in our bodies and the colors that are associated with that and the musical notes that are associated with that and all of it. I mean, when I first started hearing and seeing this kind of information, it felt so much like home, even though in my life up to that point, I hadn't really had a lot of communication or conversation, you know, around these types of things that we're talking about. So it becomes an amazing experience as we start to put one foot and one heart energy in after another. So when somebody says to you both, okay, just what is Dance of Spirit? Or, I'm sorry, I have to tell you, if I slip like this, it's because my workshop, as you know, I think is called Dance of Spirit. So I found that extraordinary too when I saw your title being Dance Your Soul, and I went, wow, how close that is to a workshop that I created. But anyway, when someone asks, okay, what is Dance Your Soul? How do you respond to that?
Well, I say it's a little bit different for everybody, but really to invoke them to, like, seek out the experience, I really tend to talk to them about, like, it's not structured. It's a free-form dance movement, which means you can do whatever you want, and you can dance however you want. You can dance by yourself. You can dance with other people. But there's no structure to it because we have so many things in this life that's structured that says, dance these steps, or you have to do this yoga position, or you have to, you know, whatever it is in life, we're so used to structured and kind of rules. And when you come to Dance Your Soul, you realize that those rules are kind of thrown out the window, and you can just be yourself and be your kid self and follow your whatever's in your heart for that day. As I tell people with Dance Your Soul, every Dance Your Soul evolves differently, so everyone's going to be different. But you can follow your own path. You can follow your own journey. And so that's the beauty of it. And I also tell people, if you don't even want to dance, you can sit on the floor and listen to music. So there's just so much available for you. If you want to bring your yoga mat and, you know, hang out on the floor and listen to music and do yoga if you want. It's just such a freeing experience.
Which really actually has us touch on or flow right into the fact of, you know, there are so many different kinds of events that go on that benefit people, and the fact that you both chose to, you know, create a free form dance, you know, was the other aspect that we were going to touch on. So you are so right. It's like there's one rule or have to do this or that in life, and people so often don't take time to feel who they are or what they are or hear their own thinking. So, but I think Holly was going to say something and I might have interrupted. So why don't you both go ahead? Go ahead.
I would like to say just that it's, you know, for me, when I describe it, I'd like to describe it as a transformative reform dance journey. And transformative because I just think that Dance Your Soul is a great avenue to connect with yourself and with others in a different way, you know, without verbal communication. You can communicate with yourself and others through dance, movement, meditation, sounds, you know, laughter, whatever it is, you know. It's just not the usual way of communicating. And in that sense, I think it really opens you up to new things about yourself and new ways of connecting with other people. You know, there's so much pressure when you meet somebody and you're like, oh, what do I say? Am I saying it the right way, this or that? In this dance, it's not about that. You know, we try to play inspiring music, and you get to move however you want. There's a lot of freedom and acceptance, and there's a lot of room for self-discovery, and there's no right or wrong at Dance Your Soul. Mm-hmm. You can feel supported in whatever happens and whatever you discover. You just don't get
Do you find that there's a lot of different comments from people? Do people actually express their, you know, their feelings or sense about their experience with Dance Your Soul? Or?
Yeah, they sure do. You know, we take time out at the end for people to share whatever they like to share. And like I said before, a lot of times they're very surprised at what comes out. You know, Dance Your Soul ends up touching people very deeply in ways that nothing else does.
Mm-hmm.
And they comment about how free they feel there. They comment that they don't feel judged. And you know, there's a lot of, like I said, freedom and acceptance. And just a lot of missing out of everyday life, you can find at Dance Your Soul. You know, they love connecting with the community there. And, you know, it's, I don't know, I think that they learn about a lot about themselves and just how to connect in ways that they never did before themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They really love the community.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I'd like to add just a little bit to that, is that
absolutely.
There have been so many people that have said to me after Dance Your Soul is that they had the little, we give these little hot cards out for advertising, you know, with free passes or whatever.
Oh, yes, I've given a number of those out.
yeah, thank you. And they said they've been on the refrigerator for 6 months or a year, and they finally used it, and they were like, why didn't I come to Dance Your Soul before now? And it's just that it's a new thing for them, and I know it's always scary for people to come the first time. It's a little bit, like, tentative for people. But when they walk through those doors, you know, most of the people, the majority of people just say, wow, this is something that I wish I would have done before. I wish I wouldn't have waited. I want my friends to come. You know, it's really, we get a really great response from people. And that ending is really powerful, too, because the ending is such a sweet ending with the music, and then dovetails in with the sharing at the end. And
yeah.
We've had people say that it's the best therapy, that they were in other therapies, and this is the best therapy they've ever done. So,
Absolutely.
Feeling better than when they arrived. You know, even for people that were like, oh, I wasn't sure if I was going to make it today. I just wanted to stay under the covers, or I wasn't feeling that great, or I look like whatever. You know, they always say that they leave feeling way better than when they arrived, and they were so grateful that they came.
Right, because it's an expression or expressions, plural, of themselves that they perhaps have never allowed to, you know, surface, and or they did, and then, you know, stuffed it back down and went on with life. And there comes a point where we cannot not listen anymore. Because,
right.
Yeah, because it does take us to places then that are not healthy. And to me, when you said that, you know, it being the best therapy as far as the comments of some people, absolutely. Oh, you know, I mean, to me, it is the way, not so much of what else is out there. That I'm not saying that that's not good. However, any time you help or we help people get in touch with their inner selves, that is a key that unlocks amazing things. And there's nothing that can take the place of that. So that's why I'm so in there with you both and very passionate and was thinking of ways that, you know, we could help you with Dance Your Soul, and whatever way we could tap in and tie into Dance Your Soul and the healthy referral and be of help. You know, that's what Tom and I love doing. It's just one big co-creation after another.
We appreciate you, you know, tying in with us on this and doing this interview and your support to Dance Your Soul. It's really been amazing. I appreciate the emails and everything else, Marcia.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Like I said, you already know. I mean, that the only place that can come from is a place of purpose and passion, which you totally understand. So that's where it comes from me. And so I know that one of the things that we're doing is we're setting it up so that people who come to Dance Your Soul, who want to help Dance Your Soul in a way that is, for instance, if a person has a mission or a business that they're really wanting to get out there more to other people, We are excited about having the opportunity to talk with them to help them become a part of the healthy referral, which in turn will help dance your soul in different ways. And I don't need to get into all that we had talked about, but because our time's a little precious here right now. But people are going to know more about it, and you will be in the upcoming issues of the Healthy Referral newspaper, which, of course, is distributed in numerous places in the surrounding Cleveland areas, but also in other states and things like that, because you never know where, something comes from. The most unexpected way, somebody gets in touch with you from some other location.
Absolutely.
So what is your overall vision?
You know, I'd like to say we went to, I think as you know, a Every Week Dance Your Soul last October. And that's kind of been my vision for a while, or our vision for a while, I should say, Holly and I, my vision for a while, and it came true in October. So we'd like to just really kind of continue that vision. It's a different game when you, or a different event when you do it every week. So we're really trying to just, coalesce the community into understanding that and becoming a practice for people if they want it to become a practice, kind of like a yoga practice, and instilling that in the community, in especially the Akron, area, North Ohio. So that's kind of the vision of Dance Your Soul, is just to really embody that as a weekly practice. And then, we're looking down the road is like maybe having another Dance Your Soul, like on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, multiple times a month. That's what, it all depends. I mean, on how people, we've been doing it for 6.5 years now. So it's gone from one time a month to one time a month in Cleveland and Akron, to four times a month in Akron, to, so we keep pushing the envelope a little bit and seeing where this community wants to sit with it. But we're willing to move it in that direction as long as we have enough people to support.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we have to do a good job of getting the, with anything, to get the word out. And how do you do that? Facebook, Meetup, so many different avenues.
Excuse me. Thank you, Holly.
Do radio interviews with Marchia, supporting each other, I'm kind of along with Kurt, I want to create as many Dance Your Souls as possible and to get the word out, because it's a great opportunity to connect with yourself and other people in a unique way. And, I really believe strongly that Dance Your Soul will change your life in a very positive fashion. And so, just want to get it out there, get the word out so people know that there's opportunity to do things differently, It's an opportunity to really change your life and other people's lives in a positive way. Because, when we change ourselves, we can change the world,
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the only way to change the world, is by, changing yourself.
Start with yourself.
Yes. And that's why, as we continue to move along, and people find out exactly what's been put together here, and basically it is using the healthy referral, and taking this interview today, and the reason we keep it at 30 minutes is so that you can turn around and use the link, which I will send to you, and put it up on your site, send it out in different ways, because it's a great promotional piece for,
Thank you so much, gratitude, really.
Absolutely. And as you know, I'm traveling, and so I'm in and out of the Cleveland area, and I filled in my business partner about everything. So we're going to, keep on track, and if you can help to do that as well, we will all walk further into this and have some of these things that we already said we want to do to help and benefit you, both financially and exposure-wise, you know, for more people to know. So I'm extremely pleased to know that you're doing what you're doing, and I'm very grateful for what you are doing. And the contact information for people who are listening to this, Holly and Kurt, what would that be?
You can go to danceyoursoul.net, and also we have a meetup site, Dance Your Soul, Cuyahoga Falls.
We also have a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
which is Dance Your Soul. So
okay.
You're contacting us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So how about if you give that contact information one more time before we go ahead and complete things?
Sure. You can go to our website at danceyoursoul.net. And we are also on Meetup. You can go to Dance Your Soul for the greater Akron area, Cuyahoga Falls. And we also are on Facebook under Dance Your Soul.
And listeners, on that note, I want you to again know that there is such a joy in freeing up your mind, body, and spirit. And one of the best ways to do that is by simply moving and not feeling like you have to do it in a particular way, but more so that you're doing it the way that you're feeling inside out that you want to move. So Holly and Kurt, I will be talking with you more about all of this that, you know, that we're putting together, and we're working on this next issue of the paper. So is there anything in closing that you'd want to add?
Well, I just want to say thank you very much, Marcia, for setting this up and for extending the beauty of the dance, not just Dance Your Soul, but the whole movement and dance movement forward. Thanks to Healthy Referral for this also. So I know you and your partner, Tom.
Yes.
Just want to really thank you both.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. And Holly, thank you, dear. And we will be in touch.
Thank you for all your support. Thank you for all your support, Marcia. And I'm looking forward to our connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of love to you both. And I'll see you on the dance floor, but I'll see you in emails before that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. For any questions about how you can actually be a part of Mind Your Body and the Healthy Referral newspaper, please give us a call at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. And know that we appreciate you all, because without you, we would not have a Healthy Referral newspaper, and we would not have Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. See you next week. Have a great Easter weekend. Bye-bye.